Having sat through more than a few sessions of listening to someone attempt to resolve a conflict with someone else, one significant thing I have noticed more often than not was both people displayed an amazing, distinct lack of listening. We seem to be so involved with ourselves, what we're going to say and do, that we can't hear the other person. In fact, it is a pleasant rarity to meet someone who not only listens, but can actually summarize back to you what you said. You know, it's very hard to hear your neighbor when you're always moving your mouth. I believe part of the general world anxiety level, which I think is very, very high, is that most folks don't feel heard. We feel small, invisible, invalidated, and unnecessary, suffering from a generalized feeling of abandonment. I really do believe much of our anxiety could actually be impacted if most of us just put some effort into learning to listen. But in the middle of conflict, our attitude is, who wants to listen to them, especially when they are so wrong? All said with capital letters, highlighted punctuation, and a little too loud and emphatic. Maybe it would help if we had a better understanding of what it means to listen, which means to broaden the ear, hear intelligently, to prick up your ears and pay attention. Do you see it? It's more than just perceiving words, but about making an effort to understand the other person and what they mean. Don't just hear words, but listen for the heart in it all. And I want you to know that a whole lot of good listening skills comes probably from a whole lot of bad listening skills. At that, I thought I'd cover four basic points of how and where to begin in becoming a good listener. Number one, listen in an active manner. Pay attention. Be in the room. Nobody wants to talk to a corpse, so learn to do these three things. Paraphrase, clarify, and give feedback. That's really important. So here it is again. Paraphrase, clarify, and give feedback. Paraphrasing helps you understand correctly. Clarifying is asking questions until you fully understand what the other person means. Feedback is sharing your own thoughts and feelings in a non-judgmental way. And look here, man, you can't add "you're such an idiot" at the end and still hope for a positive outcome. Yes, I know. Maybe it's true, but it simply doesn't need to be said. That is, if you really do want to resolve the conflict, you'll have to search your own heart to know that one. Number two, listen with empathy. Try to imagine yourself in the other person's shoes. Understand your neighbor's problem without joining them in their conflict. Well, now do you get that? Without joining them in their conflict. You may not like what's being said, but often as you listen, you may realize that if you were in their shoes, you might feel that way too. Romans 12:15. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. Remember, no one said we have to agree, but to consider. God listens to us in all our madness. True, but it doesn't mean he agrees. You can be empathetic without being apathetic or without having sympathy. You don't have to not care, and you don't have to be indifferent. Number three, listen with openness. Selective listening, defensive listening, and filtered listening are not open listening. Listen as though you were an anthropologist and the person were from another planet. Their customs, beliefs, and way of thinking are different from yours, and you're trying to understand them. Again, by no means do we have to go along with their perspective, but we certainly can hear about their dilemma without joining them in it. Number 4. Listen with awareness. Does what they are saying line up with the facts? Meaning we, as the listener, must have done our homework to at least have an idea of the facts and consider, just because you have the facts, is that the truth? Facts are not always the complete story. If you've listened actively, empathetically, and openly, and still don't understand their point of view, you don't have to attack. Go after the problem, not the person. Ridiculing, humiliating, and deliberately provoking the other person does not resolve the conflict, but more embeds the conflict. Those actions don't win anything. It just makes you look like you only want to win, and who cares what is right? Take a breath, relax, wait, and gather more information. The idea is to be engaging instead of off-putting. Instead of violently rejecting the other person, possibly you could ask, "Could you tell me a bit more?" Or, "Could you give me a specific example?" Or, you might say, "Thank you for letting me know your perspective. I'll think about it." Or, "That's interesting. I hadn't considered it in that light." God listens to us and hears us, and let us practice to be like the Lord. You know, our greatest strength is to come into the likeness of the Son. The art of listening is a Christ-like skill we must develop. Many hear, but few really listen, and that can be changed. Thank you for joining me. I'm Social Porter with Living in His Name Ministries.